Hello.
Hello, this is the LMAX calling, giving a courtesy call back from customer support department. May I have your information with your zip code and name?
My name is Sandra Evans. My postal code is N0E1R0.
N0E1R0?
Yes.
Yes, and have you ordered an OMAX sales product before?
I have ordered an OMAX product before. I had to order through customer service. He told me I'd be getting a confirmation email in 3 to 5 minutes. It's now been almost 3 days.
Okay, let's see. And what's your last name, ma'am? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What's your last name?
Evans, E-V-A-N-S.
E-V-A-N-S. And what's your first name?
Sandra.
Sandra. So I'm just doing a search, man, because it was not pulling up by the zip code.
Well, and I have a different ship to and a different billing address, so I'm not sure if you're searching by shipping or billing.
What's your shipping zip code?
33931.
33931?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. It says Sandra Evans.
Yes.
Yes, so it's not pulling up anything. So you didn't receive an email with a notification. Were you billed for it?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and let's see. What's the last 4 digit of card number you were billed on, ma'am?
Let me go grab that. Five eight five five.
Yes. Okay, let's see. Let me place you on a brief hold. 5855. Yes, ma'am. And what day did you call us over the agent to place the order?
24th of March.
Okay. Can I place you on a brief hold, ma'am, while I seek more assistance with this issue?
Sure.
And how much did it bill you for, ma'am?
34 something. I'm looking it up again.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just seeking more assistance regarding this issue. Place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and do you know what product that you ordered for?
Yes, it was the OMAX Health, the roll-on, the CBD cryo-freeze roll-on.
Okay, so I'm trying to seek more assistance regard from my supervisor, ma'am. I'm just waiting for her response. I'm going to place you on another brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I apologize about the wait. I'm still waiting for a response, ma'am, regarding this issue. Can I place you on another brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I apologize about waiting. My supervisor is looking more into the information. And did you have a what phone number did you place the order with, ma'am?
This number that I'm calling now, do you want me to look it
The
back up?
519-446.
Oh, my number? Yes.
Yes, sir.
446-3679.
Okay, let's see. We'll look up some information about that. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize about the wait, ma'am. She's stating that she's still looking more into the issue. Can I place you on another brief hold?
Sure. The name of the person who placed the order was Brandon. He said he was a manager with Omax Health.
Okay, so let me definitely advise her that as well. Let me place you on another brief hold, okay?
But he also said I'd get an email, which I didn't receive. He also said I'd get a credit for the amount that I should have, I haven't done. So basically nothing's happened that anybody from your company said was supposed to happen. So I don't know what's going on.
I apologize about that, man. We're still trying to look up your information the best way we know how. We're still looking up, man. Let me place you on another brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. I apologize about the wait, ma'am. And he didn't give you like an order number or anything?
No, he assured me that would be coming in an email in the next 3 to 5 minutes. So I asked him to stay on the phone until I received, and he said no, he would not do that. So he did not give me an order information when I order number when I asked for it.
Okay, but you're saying that you were billed and they said the amounts were like $38.
The amount was $34.95.
34.95. You said that was for the Omax roll-on CBD, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let me place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Let me pull it up by your email. Can you spell out your email for me?
S is in Sandra, D is in David, E is in Edward, M is in Monkey, U, N is in Nancy, C is in Charlie, K, 3131 at yahoo.ca.
Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you. So we have information pulled up, but it doesn't show an order was placed. So I'm still trying to figure out what did that agent do at that time. Because is your address 70 IROQUOIS North Drive, Fort Myers
Yes.
Beach?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, and I had to definitely get my supervisor involved with this, and since she was billed for it, because we're not pulling up any of the information. Let me place you on a brief hold with that. Now, quick question. You said the end is yahoo.ca?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just making sure. Let me place you on another brief hold, all right, ma'am?
Okay, can I
Because
just
he
get
saved your
credited?
information. Well, first, we're still trying to pull up your account, ma'am. It's only pulling up the order with your name and address on it. Doesn't show that you placed an order with us. So we're still trying to figure out what did that agent do at that time.
Yeah,
Let me
I don't
place you
know,
on
but I've been
another.
billed and I'd just like a refund at this point. I haven't received anything. It sounds like nothing's coming. If I could just get my money back, then I'll be done with it.
As soon as we pull up your account, man, we're willing to assist, miss.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, will the account be under a different first name to who it's going to?
It could be. I don't know what they've done.
Okay, so the billing man, who is the billing address under to?
It's to me. Billing is to Sandra Evans at 274 Jenkins Road, Scotland, Ontario, and 0E1R0.
Okay, who is it being shipped to, that name?
Gabriel DeMonk,
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So I
GABRIELDEMONK.
did locate the account. That's what it's under. It was under her inf that if that's a girl or me, I'm not sure. It was under their information.
Ma'am.
So I do see you had the cryo-free CBD bottle. What he did cancel out the account. He did do a refund of the $17.45.
Okay, I haven't received the refund. And he didn't
Well,
he
let me
canceled
find out.
the order. So he was supposed, I had a discount code, and he said he can't do a discount code, that he had to place an order for the full amount, and then he would issue me a refund for the discount after that. But I haven't received a refund on my card. I have received the full amount. I have not received any shipping information or a confirmation of my order or any information that I was supposed to get.
Okay, because the email, he does have the email on the account. And let me just get back to the original order. Man, let me place you on another brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Ma'am, so I apologize, by the way, ma'am. Yeah, I apologize. That's what he did, ma'am. He credited the $17.45, but you won't receive that until 5 business days. He just placed the order on the 24th, and you still will receive your shipment, ma'am. But that does take 5 to 7 business days for the order to receive.
So has it been shipped out, or is there a confirmation or an order number or tracking number or anything that I can use to make sure this is actually happening?
No, yes, so there is a tracking number that has been shipped out. I can give you that as well whenever you're ready. It's whenever you're ready, I can give it to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so it will be delivered by USPS.com. The
Okay.
tracking number is 9274
Okay.
8969
Okay.
0119
Okay.
7355
Okay.
3060.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry, ma'am. Let's go back. Do you have the nine? Do you have the 97355, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so after that, it'd be 3030. You have that?
Okay, so yes. Can I reread it to you then?
Go ahead.
So it's 9274-8969-0119-7355-3030.
617.
Oh, still going. Okay.
78.
61778.
That is correct. So that would be delivered by regular postage, ma'am. But you won't receive that until 5 to 7 business days. But as for the refund, he did place on the account. You will receive that back in 5 business days.
Okay, so that should still be coming. Okay, so that tracking number says status not available. So maybe it hasn't actually been shipped out yet.
All right, it says USPS currently awaiting package. So it's in the warehouse, ma'am. They still haven't put the shipping label on it.
Okay, so can I just confirm the number then with you again to make sure I have the whole thing here?
Go ahead.
9274-8969-0119-7355-3030-61778.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is there an order number as well that I can use to look this up if something else goes wrong?
Sure. The order number, let's see, it'll be
Okay.
150-7892.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
One
Anything
five
else?
zero seven 1507892. Do you know when that'll be shipped out?
Well, it looks like you just placed on the 24th, ma'am, so that should be placed out no later. Today is Friday, so they should do it on today, ma'am. Tomorrow they should put an update in the system, and they should pull out the tracking information. They will email
Okay.
you regarding the update.
And I should get that email. Should I also receive a confirmation of the order email?
All right, I can resubmit that out to you as well, ma'am, and you will receive it in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
All right, yes, ma'am. Anything else?
Nope, that's all.
Of course, you're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good evening.
Okay, thanks you too. Bye.
Bye bye.